Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm chatting with Joel Elkonen. He is the co-host of the Benzinga Pre-Market Prep Show. Now, Joel, let's start off talking about the tech sector. We'll start focusing on Apple and Amazon as they both are running, or I guess they both were running into their respective events. So Apple, the upcoming phone announcement, and Amazon Prime Day. This actually does happen in over history. We have seen these stocks run higher into their respected events. Do you think there's anything bigger going on here rather than simply just traders trying to get in front of these events?
You know, it's interesting. Well, first of all, thanks for having me this afternoon, Corey. You know, these events are obvious, right? And you think, wow, what is the price pattern of these stocks heading into these events? And they tend to move ahead of these events, and shorter-term traders anticipate that and they buy it. You certainly got that move in Apple. Apple had been quiet over the last couple of weeks, just kind of pulling back from its all-time high. And that got a nice boost with the rollout of the new iPhone. And give it a little bit back today, so perhaps a little profit taking into the actual event. Same thing with Amazon. Amazon, just a great day on Friday, filed that on Monday, and that's having a little bit more follow-through. So sometimes the predictable things are still predictable, and you should follow them. But nice moves in both stocks. We'll see how the street reacts to the actual new phone and the actual results of Prime Day.
Yeah, well, one thing that I think everyone was distracted about was how well these stocks did when COVID was all around us, right? They did kind of turn into COVID stocks as well. So that's what everyone's wondering. Are they going to start leading again? But we can start talking about that a little bit later, because I do want to touch on Disney. And Disney doubling down on their streaming service. It's interesting to see. They obviously see the writing on the wall for how difficult it will be to open up theaters and to open up their parks again. This move into the streaming sector, what's your takeaway? Is this going to be a good strategy for Disney?
Looking at it, you know, Disney 1 year ago in October was trading at the $130 level. That's where you're trading at now, $130.11. Is Disney the same company that it was 1 year ago? Florida Park operating at 25% capacity. Disneyland completely closed down due to regulations. Movie studios and, ground to a halt. New productions, abandoning the cinemas with, their new movies. And then ESPN in the tank here with sports ratings going down. I argue they're not the same company here. And, this is a move. It's a financial engineering move to promote the streaming unit. And, you know, when you boil down to it, is it even as good? Is Disney Plus even as good as prescribed here? So a bold move by the company, reducing dividend. I just the street's liking it now. It's trading up $5, but I don't know if you're going to, if you're buying your grandfather's Disney here while paying $130 for it. They discussed it trading at a Netflix valuation. And if it did, it'd be trading a lot higher than that. But bulls and bears are duking it out on Wall Street here. Right now, the bulls are winning on Disney. I like to keep an eye on today's closing price as opposed to the high and low and see what the street's determination is moving forward.
Do you think this is a move by Disney that needs to be understood in a bigger context, in the way that maybe stocks are finally, or companies are finally saying, we're not going to get back to normal? Maybe these vaccine hopes, which are dissipating a little bit now after Johnson & Johnson paused their vaccine, they're saying, look, we're in a new world. We need to refocus where our main focus is.
I mean, you look at the airline stocks, horrible earnings out of Delta Airlines today, Royal Caribbean doing an offering, getting killed, doing it. One thing to do an offering to promote and grow the company. Another thing is to do an offering just to get money to survive here. So, Zoom up over, making a new all-time high today, up $20. These technology stocks did thrive well as the stay-at-home stocks. So I don't know. There's just a subtle reality here that, this thing is not going to be over. And I think I talked about this when we first started talking about the pandemics. Pandemics don't come and go like your common cold. They persist for 6 months, a year, sometimes even 2 years, if you go back and look at history here. So I think people are just taking a little bit more of a realistic approach to what's going on, and you have the uncertainty of a presidential election coming up, and the market's trying to get Trump reelected by being up here near all-time highs. So a lot of different dynamics going on, and I wish I could explain it to your listeners better than that, but very important time for our country, for the United States, and also I think for the world here to get through this pandemic. And from what you're seeing in the markets here, it just doesn't look like that vaccine or a cure, unless you're getting the same combination that President Trump did, to be treated. It's still something that's going to be facing our country and the world for at least, I'd be optimistic, a year to come.
Yeah, it's almost, well, it is impossible to put an actual timeline on it, but I'm with you, Joel. This is going to be around for a while. Does that mean that we need to go back to focusing mostly on stimulus, because stimulus is what can keep these markets elevated, and where that stimulus will land, which if we are with COVID for a year plus, that means these COVID stocks in the tech sector?
Yeah, I mean, you can't fight the Fed there, and you have a looming stimulus package here. Now, do the Democrats want to pass one before the election and improves Trump chances of being reelected? On the other hand, the Democrats that are up for reelection, they want to see something too. So it's very hard to like have a perma bearish, take on the market when it continues to overcome all these circumstances, and you know that you have a Fed that basically is going to do what it can to support the market. So really a confusing picture here from both the long side and the short side, but I think there's anything that we've learned over these years is that it's hard to fight the Fed.
Boy, is it ever. Yes, it is. Joel, also just another quick question. The major movers on my screen today are dollar up and gold down, and silver, actually. Silver's down over a dollar right now. Gold's down, in, let's say, around $30, back below 1900, and the dollar is up in the mid-93 region. What are you taking away from these moves?
Gold is just all over the place. I mean, it looks like it wants to rally, and then it has its dips. It's struggling with 1900 now. I would say as long as you can hold that 1850 low, you put a hard low in there back at the end of September. Running into problems here at 1950, so I think between 1850 and 1950, you're kind of just throwing darts. But man, it just that luster of that move up to 2100. It's had the pullback and the long consolidation. Stick with it as a trend. And 1850 is a long ways away, but need to hold that level. And then if it, those pesky highs above 1950s, call it 1960 area, it's got to clear that to get another shot at 2000. But just a trading range that is stepped up now, you're looking back at like 1890 to 1940, so it's consolidating for its next move.
Yeah, that's pretty much all it is, and that consolidation, we don't know how long it's going to take, but as encouraged as some of the gold bugs were at the move last week, well, it's giving up a lot of that move, and it's right back in this range. Joel, great chatting with you, buddy. Thanks for taking a look at what's going on kind of big picture in these markets with the tech sector especially. I will post a link to the Benzinga website so everyone can listen to the pre-market prep show, all the recordings. Joel, thanks for your time, buddy. I'll chat with you again next week.
Okay, thanks, Corey.